Welcome to the January 3rd, 2010 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today we celebrate baptism and communion. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning. Give you a minute to get settled there. Hope everyone is doing well this morning. I don't know if it's warm enough in here, but it's warmer than it is outside. So welcome into the house of the Lord. It's a good day to gather together for worship. The first Sunday of the new year, as you'll see here, the communion table is prepared. We have baptism today and communion. It's a great day to be here together for worship. It's a great day to be at College Park, and we're certainly glad that you are here. So first and most importantly, welcome. Whatever brought you here today, we're glad that you're here. Jeff is not here today, but he sends his greetings, and I'm standing here in his stead. If he were here today, he would say our fellowship pew pads are located at the end of each pew. If you would just take just a moment to take the pew pad and sign it there and let us know of your attendance and what's going on, so that we can keep track of what's going on and know that you were here. A couple of quick words of announcement and schedule, and this is going to be brief because Chris is going to come in just a minute. We've got a short called church conference here before we start worship. You'll see on the very back of your order of worship the opportunities for this week, beginning today and going through next Saturday, and I won't read those. You can look at those. On the inset of the order of worship are upcoming events throughout the month of January and different activities for all ages, from primary basketball for the young folks to a trip that we'll take as College Parkers and our senior adult group on January the 28th. So look at those opportunities, and if you're interested in any of them, then there should be instructions there about who to contact, or you can always contact the church office about those. But a lot of activities going on at College Park in the new year, and we'd love to have you participate in as many of those as you're interested in. I'm going to ask the ushers, if they would, to come forward. I want to say a special word of greeting to our visitors. And I've already said a welcome, but visitors, that applies especially to you. We are very glad that you're here. And whether that's for the first time or you've been here many times, thank you for coming and joining us for worship today. Our ushers are going to head back up the aisles. And if you have not received a packet from us before or have and would like another one, if you'd raise your hand just high enough so that these fine gentlemen may see it and hand you this packet of information, which includes our most recent church newsletter, highlights, as well as a letter from our pastor, Raymond Smith, and some other information about the life and ministries and activities of College Park. But most importantly, thank you, visitors, for joining us today. We hope that you'll find this a warm and inviting place and a meaningful time of worship, and we certainly hope that you will join us again.
Would you pray with me? Our God, we come this morning, Lord, joining with the angels around your throne singing. Lord, we come this morning to bring you glory, to offer our worship to you. And Lord, as we join our voices, Lord, as we offer our prayers, Lord, as we open our hearts to you, Lord, be here with us. Let your spirit be in this place. Speak to our hearts. Lord, change our attitudes. Lord, renew our joy. Lord, help us to meet with you here. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's a joy to come into the baptism waters, and especially a joy today because many of you have met and seen Taylor Lane, and his is a story of friends who invited him to come be a part of church. His is a story of family who raised him up and to know the Lord, and so we celebrate today. It's an especially grateful and gratifying day. So Taylor, if you would come join us in the baptism waters, and while he's coming in, I want to invite those of you who've been a part of his Christian education, whether it's a friend that invited him to church, whether it's a Sunday school teacher, someone who's coached him in basketball, whatever your association has been with Taylor, I want to ask you if you would stand now. And I'd like to ask his family to stand with us. And his father is going to come issue a charge to him.
Taylor, today's a special day for us, and we're very, very proud of you. You've been a tremendous blessing to us, to your family, and to watch you grow in Christ and the commitments that you've made in your life at this young age has been an absolute blessing for us. So you pretty much waited till the last minute to tell me that I needed to stand up in front of the church that I don't attend and say a few words to you. So I've only had a short period of time to try to study and come up with a verse or two to read to you. And these verses, as I thought about what I wanted to read or what I wanted to say, was mainly that you're becoming a man. It's not but just a few more years that we're going to have you here at home, and that we can kind of look after you, and you're going to make some decisions in your life. You're going to face obstacles in your life that you've got to make the right decision at that time. And so there's a couple verses that you can carry with you, and you always just look back at these verses, and God will give you your answer. And the first one comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And the second verse was a verse that my grandmother handed me a Bible the day that I got baptized. And it comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me.
Taylor, I want you to look at these people out here that have stood. You recognize them all. They've been a part of your Christian journey. I want you to look up in that balcony and see that youth group standing up there. They're going to be part of your support group. You lean on them. They're going to encourage you. They're not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We're all just in the journey together. And it's a pleasure now, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Your mom's here, and she's got a candle for you, and you're going to take that candle, and that's going to be a reminder to you to let your light shine before men.
Okay, bro.
Let's pray together. Gracious Father, we're excited because you have shown us the way through Jesus Christ, and just as Taylor is going to let his light shine before men, that is a challenge for us to do the same. to renew our commitments to you, to understand what it means to walk as a child of God. Father, we pray now for him and for all that will support him in the days to come. We pray that you would encourage him, that your spirit would fill him so that he truly knows your presence, knows your strength and your power for daily living. And the things that you call him to do, you've already provided the power and the strength and the encouragement to do that. Father, we pray the same for ourselves. Again, that we would recommit ourselves to acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives and to tap into that power so that we can live for you. For it's in your precious Son's name that we pray. Amen.
As we share together the ministry of God's Word through the reading of Scripture, I'll be reading two passages from the New Testament. The first from John's Gospel in chapter 1, John 1, beginning in verse 1. If you don't have your Bible with you, there should be a pew Bible located nearby. Feel free to use the pew Bible to read as I share aloud. From John 1, verses 1 through 13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. And also from the New Testament in Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 21, which you'll notice picks up right after the Christmas story. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." May God add his blessing to the reading and the understanding of his holy word. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, on this Sunday morning in your house, we are very thankful. We're thankful for all the many things that you've done for us in these past few weeks of Advent and Christmas. It's been special, Lord, and we thank you for all the ways, big and small, that you've blessed us in this time, a time that we are especially reflective and aware of the many, many things that you do for us in the many ways that you lift us up and you sustain us in our lives, lives that you created and lives that you help sustain every day with your love and your presence with us, Lord, and we thank you for that. Lord, thank you for what you are doing for us today, right here in this hour of worship, gathered with fellow believers here to lift our voices and our hearts and our minds to you. Lord, thank you for the way that you are working through Taylor, because it is special to see, Lord. And it's always special to see individuals who commit themselves to Christ and commit themselves to a new way of living and believing and witnessing. And Lord, I thank you for the example that you have shown us through Taylor. It takes courage for a 16-year-old boy to share publicly, to stand publicly in front of his peers and many people that he knows, many people that he doesn't know, a room full of people, to say, "This is what I'm about. This is what I believe." Lord, if you can do that, you can do some amazing things through us, no matter how weak or fearful we may be. And Lord, it's as we begin this new year and start fresh for 2010, Lord, my prayer for every one of us here is for energy, energy of our hearts and our minds and our bodies as we start fresh in you, that we may have the energy to put down the things that we're carrying from the past, to be about you, to look at you, to commit to you and the vision that you have for our lives. Lord, help us to embrace that kind of energy and that kind of courage for that to be able to take us through this week and the coming days. Lord, we know that you have big plans for us as individuals and as a church body to do great things in your name if we commit to you. Help us to do that, Lord. Help us to be about your business, to do what you created us to do. For your many blessings, Lord, we thank you. For each person in this room here, I thank you. For the ways that you're working in our lives today and that you will this week, Lord, I thank you. Help it all to be about you. Help us all to commit ourselves to this same Jesus Christ that you revealed in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago that overwhelmed Simeon and many others since. Help us to be overwhelmed and help that sense of being overwhelmed, Lord, to provide new energy and spirit that we may do what you would have us to do. It is in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Oh, What do we focus on when we rejoice and give praise? And what do we remember? And what is our rejoice today? In Judges, in the 7th chapter, remember Gideon. And the Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men for me to deliver Midian's in your hand, in order that Israel may not boast against me of their own strength." So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. And the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many." And the Lord said to Gideon, "With 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. And let all the other men go, each to his own place." In Exodus, in the 14th chapter, the Egyptians pursued them. And the Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down in a pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw them into confusion. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground. And when the Israelites saw that the great power the Lord had displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and Moses, his servant. And then they sang the song of Moses and Miriam. Then Moses and the Israelites sang the song to the Lord. "I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, the horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given and he is my salvation. He is my God and I will praise him, and my father's God and I will exalt him." Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we just give thanks to you for all the blessings. For Lord, as we are challenged and we stand shaken in our faith, Lord, you are always there. Lord, your word reminds us of how you have never, ever left us. Lord, may we seek you always. May we rejoice and give thanks and bring our first offerings to you with a joyful heart, knowing, Lord, that you are the giver of all things, and all things are possible through you and your Son, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
are a member of this church or not. So if we gather around the Lord's table, I invite you to look within your own heart, to have a time of examination, to allow the Holy Spirit to reach and touch you at the point where you need healing, at the point where you need a confession, and allow God to speak to you through this time together. As we think about the nature of that agreement, that covenant with our Creator, it's always a good time to renew. To renew ourselves, renew our commitment to God and Creator. In your word of service, you'll find a covenant responsive reading that invites you to participate in this morning. It's both a covenant with God and yourself, and also a covenant with its new believer. I invite you to read the light print without reading, the dark print without reading the light print. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered in was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers for each other, and this you believe?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ, and be faithful for those who are lost?
I will, God's help.
Will you seek to serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, God's help. These things we covenant together before God. Amen.
We're going to stand in just a moment and sing again. Time of reflection, and I want to invite you, if you're here this morning and you're not a believer, I want to invite you to use this time to come to the choir. I'll be glad to share with you how you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you are a believer, and maybe as you read this covenant and renewed your covenant to God, you realize that you've begun to stray away from God, you can certainly speak with Him directly where you are. But if you'd like to come and share that with me, I'll be glad to pray with you. Come back to focus on what God wants for you along your journey.
If you're here this morning and you want to be a part of this fellowship of believers, there's many ways to be set to members. I'll be glad to share that with you. And whatever your decision is, I invite you to make it as we stand and sing together. To announce to you the results of the called conference prior to the service. In favor of the motion, 158 votes. Not in favor of the motion, 80 votes. And no votes or failed to mark their ballot, 5. So the motion does pass. I want to invite Taylor, if you would come at this time. And as we celebrate with you today, buddy, there's a certificate of baptism. I want you to keep that, as well as your candle to remind you of today, and a new copy of God's Word. I challenge you to read that, study that daily as you grow in your walk with Christ. And I want to congratulate you. Want mom, dad, brother, if you would come join him. And following the benediction, you're going to have a time where you can come and shake his hand, hug his neck, whatever you'd like to do within reason, so that you can congratulate him and promise to encourage him as he continues his walk with Christ. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings of today. We thank you for your leadership in our lives and in our worship. We pray that our worship would be pleasing to you as we go forward from this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.